Hey everybody, welcome to episode 4 of the Game of F Life. We are going nerd style today.
Yes. Yes. Nerd it up. Yes. All about the nerding. Love the nerding.
As everybody and their brother knows, earlier this week, or well, last week, I guess already, Lucasfilm was sold to Walt Disney for a little over $4 billion, which means that George Lucas now has still less money than Bill Gates somehow.
A lot less more money.
He's like 123 on the world's richest man.
But for, you know, all the fans that are out there like me and I'm assuming you too, mm-hmm. We are getting our episode 7, 8, and 9. Apparently, in an interview with Mark Hamill they did the day after he announced it, which was the 30th of October, Mark Hamill...
Just didn't reprising.
No. Devil's Night. He sold his soul to Disney. So, Mark Hamill got an interview by, I think it was E! Weekly or something like that. And they asked him about it, and he was completely shocked. He had no idea. He found out, just like everybody else did on the internet, that Lucas sold to Disney. And he said that when the interviewer asked him if he knew about the movies, he said yes, he did, because he called Lucas called Carrie Fisher and Mark Hamill to a luncheon. And he explained to them that he had some people writing 7, 8, and 9. The interviewer asked him if he knew anything else about the movies that he could disclose to us to give us a little bit of a nerdness geek towards. And he said no, there was nothing that he can say, and it was bad enough that he can open his mouth about saying it now. So,
see, I heard that they weren't gonna have any part of the new movies.
I have no idea. I mean, if Lucas called these two on a luncheon and said that they are going to do, or not, that he's already written the three movies, or is being written, and this was last year in August when he called them. So he had an idea that he was going to do these movies, but he didn't have an idea if he's going to sell to Disney, I'm assuming. So.
Well, from the fact that the deal was made and Disney was like, oh, by the way, episodes 7, 8, 9 are coming out, I think that it's been in the works for a long time.
That's
or at
I'm
least
saying.
Long enough that Disney could say, we're going to, you know, we're going to go ahead and release it alongside Avengers 2, you know.
Exactly, and that's, you know, what I'm trying to say is, like, he had it written. It's already in the works. It's just... I guess finding somebody to do it, or he just didn't want to do it himself, or I don't know what the whole deal is, but I mean, if he's holding out on us, I mean, even going to the convention, I mean, some of the people actually knew about it. I mean, I saw the panel of Ian McDiarmid, who plays the Emperor mm-hmm. in 5 of the Star Wars movies. He said, he even foreshadowed, he said if George Lucas ever asked him again to play the Emperor, there would be no chance in hell that he would say no to Lucas, so...
Right.
There was a lot of foreshadowing at the convention. I mean, I think it was brought up to Mark Hamill, too, that I saw the panel, and he kind of foreshadowed that there was possibly other Star Wars movies in the making, so.
Yeah. Well, and for me, my hope, and I haven't read any of the books, but from the things I have heard from other people who have read the books, I hope they follow those storylines, you know, at least that general direction.
If you go to StarWars.com right now, which I'm really pissed off, I went there the other night, they took the site completely down.
Oh, I'm sure.
The only thing that they have up there is an interview with George Lucas and his new CEO of Lucasfilms, or was the CEO of Lucasfilms, Kathleen Kennedy. And he said that besides all the books and the comics, they've been pushed off to the side. Mm-hmm. And she's going to be taking the reins of how the stories are going to be made, the new ones that are going to be made, because she's going to be the executive producer, but he is the creative consultant.
Oh, which yeah, is, sure. Which is he, nice. I'm sure he still probably has the end-all, be-all voice, you know.
Yeah.
Because it is his
so
world.
I don't know.
Sorry.
But from what it sounded like, In the interview, it sounds like they were just going to push the books and the comics aside because there's so many of them. There's, you know, the vast Star Wars universe is huge. I'm not saying it's bigger than, you know, Gene Roddenberry's Star Trek or whatever. It's huge. I mean, I don't know much about, you know, Star Trek.
I mean, yeah, the Star Wars books branch off left and right. But I meant with the Skywalker line, the Skywalker heritage.
Yeah, and the thing is with that, though, is... With the books being written, if everybody knows, if they don't know, Mara Jade and Luke Skywalker get married and they have kids. Apparently, this is not a good thing for George Lucas. He does not like mentioning that Luke Skywalker married Mara Jade. So I don't know if they're even going to connect Luke to even having kids. But, I mean, if they do anything, it'll probably be Leia and Han with their three kids. But the only thing I'm really thinking is, like, the Dark Empire series, where the Emperor Palpatine gets cloned, and he comes back as the Emperor of, the Empire, basically. So I'm kind of thinking that they're going to probably do that, but, I mean, how are they going to get Mark Hamill, Carrie Fisher, and fucking Harrison Ford? He's not going to do it, but to do something like that. But I think they're kind of looking towards the lines of maybe doing that. That's my thought.
Well, I wouldn't put it past Harrison Ford to cameo, but yeah, he won't play a large role by any means.
I don't think either of them or all three of them are even going to even be in it, or let alone have a big role in it whatsoever.
I don't know. Hamill, the way he goes on about his stuff, you never know with him.
Yeah.
I'll say that.
Yeah, you know, I'm a fan of MoviePilot.com on Facebook. And they said if Disney was to do this, they could do it right, perhaps. And I don't agree with them at all on this. But this is what they say. If they wanted to do lookalikes, Zac Efron as Luke Skywalker.
No.
Ryan Gosling as Han Solo.
No.
No.
And Rooney Mara as Princess Leia.
Fuck no.
I don't know Rooney Mara. Let me check that out so I can...
Rooney Mara, please.
Wait. For Chewie? Joaquin Phoenix.
Dude, I'd put Joaquin Phoenix as Han Solo. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
No.
Rooney Mara, she's way too thin. Way too skinny.
And, you know, Peter Mayhew is still kicking. He still played Chewbacca in Revenge of the Jedi, so there's no way that Peter Mayhew would not be playing Chewbacca in the new movies if they decide to have Chewbacca in there. He's going to play him. There's no matter what.
Well,
but he does have medical issues, so I don't know how they would even probably put him in there.
I was going to say, there's no reason to put anyone in the suit anymore. Between the combined technologies of Disney and ILM, they don't need to put anyone in the suit. Hell, they don't even need the actual actors.
For Christ's sake, they can have the original actors in there, and you know, I mean, look at some of the X-Men movies where they made everybody look younger.
Yeah.
I mean, they even did some of that with some of the originals or the new Star Wars movies where the Christopher Lee, when he was fighting Anakin or whatever, mm-hmm. in some parts. It was digitally enhanced face. It was actual a stunt guy doing the fight scenes, but they digitally imposed his face on the sword fighter.
Yeah, Tron 2 was that way with
Jeff Bridges,
yeah. And they, I mean, that one looked a little too creepy.
Yeah, I mean, but you got to think about when it came out too.
Well, when it was started.
Yeah. So we've got more technology where we can actually make it look better.
Especially by the time this comes out.
But still, I mean, it still looks fake. It still looks campy. I don't know. But it's up in the air of, like, what they're going to do. I mean, nobody's going to know. This is going to be so underground secret. I mean, if somebody even leaked it, they're going to go to jail for the rest of their fucking natural born life, you know?
Yeah.
That's how, like, close this is probably going to be. It's just amazing that they even actually gave us a release date, you know, 2015. I bet you anything it's going to be in March or May.
They are releasing it alongside Avengers 2 is all I heard.
Which will be in May.
Yeah. So I don't know if they'll try and compete with themselves or if they'll do Avengers 2, you know, 3 to 5 weeks, and then Star Wars. I mean, one of the smartest ways to go is, I mean, pick a date for one, do the other in July. You know, do the May date in one, do July in the second one.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, and here's the other thing. I mean, since he sold the rights to Disney, now they have the Star Wars movies that are coming out in 3D, which are still, as far as I know, licensed to 20th Century Fox. So God knows if we're still going to get our Star Wars movies in 3D. And then now we've got, you know, the Clone Wars TV series on Cartoon Network, which is owned by Time Warner, which is a big competitor of Disney. So I don't know if I'm going to get any more of my Clone Wars TV show anymore.
Well, I mean, I know it was aired on ABC, and I believe it was Disney at the time. The Ewok TV cartoon show, I think, was done by Disney, or done with Disney.
Well, he's done a lot of stuff with Star Wars and Disney, so.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking on the Wikipedia, and a lot of the ILM stuff, a lot of Lucasfilm ILM is done with Disney.
Yeah, I mean, look at Pixar, for Christ's sake.
Right. Well, Pixar was sold.
Yeah, that was, as far as I know, and anybody can prove me wrong on this, Pixar was something that had to do with Lucas Ranch or Skywalker Ranch. They created Pixar, and then they went off and did their own thing.
Mm.
And then they bought the rights, or Disney bought the rights to Pixar. But I think the technology and everything for the Pixar movies was done at Skywalker Ranch, or, you know, done by whatever, so.
Yeah. Now, here's the question I know is on everybody's mind, and if it's not, it very well should be. What is this going to mean for the Universal Studios theme? There is a lot of stuff at Universal Studios that is Lucas licensed, and I don't know that it will be there anymore.
Pixar was founded as the graphics group, which was one-third of computer division of Lucasfilms.
So I was right.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you, Zach.
Sorry, internet's a little slow today.
I don't know what they're going to do with that. I never really thought about that. I mean, you got...
That was the first thing that popped in my head. I'm like, all the Star Wars stuff is there.
Well, yeah, and then I was talking to the girlfriend about, you know, my action figure. She's like, you better buy some of the more of that shit. And I'm like, well, why? And she goes, you want to get it before Disney puts her name on it. And I never thought about that. I'm like, wow. So I went on to eBay as soon as she said something. And, you know, eBay, you know, the people who put stuff on there, it's not priced right. You know, by any means, it's not, you know, graded by these people. They just put a price on it. But one of my figures that I got at the convention is now double. Because I think people are starting to realize that, you know, since he sold to Disney, it's like, what are the figures going to be like now? You know, is Hasbro still going to put them out? Is Disney going to put their little stamp of approval on it? So I got permission to buy more Star Wars figures before they yank them off the shelf.
I don't think. See, with the way Lucas has always been, I don't expect much will change in that respect. I'm guessing a lot of the contracts will go until their end dates, and the licensing will go until at least it's, you know, their current contract end dates. After that, who knows? But I don't think anything is going to be pulled mid-production, mid-anything, you know. I don't think Disney is just going to sit there and be like, screw this, you know.
Yeah, and, you know, I guess I never really thought about that either. Because, you know, I'm freaking out. I'm like, oh, I'm going to lose this. You know, fuck, I'm not going to, you know, be able to see that. Or, you know, that action figure is not going to be around. They're going to pull that, you know. So, you know, I guess I never really thought about, you know, if they had contracts and how long the contracts are going to go out till. So,
yeah. I mean, you could just break the contract, but then you either have to get sued or pay settlements. You know, you have to pay whatever. Because usually I'm guessing in criminy, in contracts there is a break clause. You know, if for whatever reason you need to end it, you know, you got to pay for these expenses and pay this amount.
Yeah, and I don't think
settlement clause essentially.
I don't think Hasbro has got any. You know, I don't think Disney's going to stop Hasbro from making the figures, but I wonder if the packaging or something is going to be different where it actually has, like, a Disney logo or something on there. Because there's actually been talk, like, some of the articles saying that some of the movies that haven't been released on DVD, quote-unquote, the biggest mishap in TV is 3, the holiday special is going to be released on DVD. Since Disney's got the rights to all of it, they're...
Right.
If they're going to release the holiday special on DVD.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And I even watched that People vs. George Lucas after this, you know, the whole, not fiasco, but the whole changing hands to Disney. I watched it, and people said that, you know, the number one holiday special, they did a poll where they were going to show it, like, at, like, TJ Maxx or, you know, JCPenney's, you know, downtown, like, New York or whatever they're going to, the number one polled movie they were going to show in, like, the theaters or whatever for, like, Christmas. Star Wars Holiday Special was number one. Below that was Charlie Brown's Christmas. So I'm like, what? So apparently they showed the Holiday Special at, you know, some theater, you know, so many years ago or whatever, and it wasn't even a good copy. It was actually a bootleg copy like everybody else has too. So.
Wow.
Yeah. That movie is so effing shunned. It's not even funny.
See, you know, I'm just looking again at all the stuff that they've got. You know, they got like the Transformers series, the Harry Potter series that they worked on. Now, granted, I don't think they have the rights to any of that stuff. I think it's just stuff that ILM worked on.
Yep, and now ILM is everything that anybody knows of George Lucas. You've got ILM, you got Skywalker Sound. And you've got, you know, Lucasfilms. That is all owned by Disney. So anything that those three companies have ever done or put out or going to put out or were ever thinking of putting out is now owned by Disney.
Well, the work will be.
Yes.
But the rights to the films and everything else from that isn't necessarily owned by Disney.
Actually, the Star Wars movies are.
The Star Wars movies are, because that was all Lucas.
Yep, okay.
Yeah, and that's kind of one of the things I'm having kind of trouble separating. I mean, and that's why I started looking at, like, oh my God, they did Transformers, and Transformers the Ride is at Universal, and well, it's like, well, okay, but Transformers, you know, wasn't a Lucasfilm, you know, it wasn't written and everything else by Lucasfilm. It was done by completely other, you know, other people completely.
No,
they just did the work on the film.
I mean, like, what you're going to look at now is, like, Willow.
Well, oh, God, Willow, yeah.
You know, the Star Wars movies. I'm trying to think of other Lucas movies.
Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones, yep, those. God, no. I always completely forget about the Indiana Jones because I always think of Indiana Jones. I know Lucas wrote the Indiana Jones series. Mm-hmm. But I always think of Spielberg, because he directed the movies, you know?
Well, pretty much think anything Spielberg is Lucas.
Well, E.T., as far as I know, is not a Lucas film.
Yes, it is.
Is it?
Uh-huh.
Huh. Okay. Well, I didn't think it was. Did he write E.T.? I thought Spielberg wrote E.T.
No, I mean, it's done by Lucas. Spielberg and Lucas pretty much did everything together for the last 30 years.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I know that, but I didn't actually think E.T. was a Lucasfilm, but okay. All right. Yep,
done by ILM, selected filmography on Wikipedia, and E.T. is like the fifth one up there.
Okay. But yeah, there's so many like movies I can't even think of the top of my head that, you know, Lucasfilm has actually done. I mean, I'm just naming like the big ones, you know, like Willow, now apparently E.T., you know, the Star Wars films, of course.
Yep, Goonies, Cocoon, Explorers...
Jesus.
Howard the Duck.
Oh, you know what? There was a joke about Lucas said that, you know, there was movies that he wanted to do not under Lucasfilm anymore, and one of the things is everybody wants a Howard the Duck too.
Yeah, I know, and he's like, why? It was so bad.
Mm.
I mean, that, like, I've watched that just somewhat recently. You know, I watched it as a kid, but I watched it recently now that I've, you know, I've gotten older and can understand the movie a little bit better. That was a dirty effing movie.
It's a great movie, but it's a horrible movie.
Horrible.
Now, one of the ones on here, and I have no doubt that that Disney might go ahead and bring this back somehow, Captain EO, the Michael Jackson theme park film.
There might be a good chance that they do bring that back.
With all the stuff, you know, coming back with Michael Jackson, I mean, they'll probably wait a little bit until the children thing dies down a bit more and they can bring back the legend instead of, you know, the music legend icon instead of the guy that left this world.
Yeah.
But I would not doubt by probably around 2015, they might say, you know, Captain EO comes back, especially with all the stuff that they got. They got the virtual Michael Jackson tour going on right now, essentially. The hologram tour.
Yeah. There was a big, I don't know if anybody else noticed this, but there's a big, like, cutout. I missed, like, whatever you guys say, everything just kind of stopped.
I wasn't talking, so you didn't miss much from me.
No, Jer's box is highlighted. If anybody knows Skype, when somebody talks, their box or their picture or whatever is highlighted in a blue line or whatever. Jer's was lit up, but he wasn't talking, everything was silent, and then timer counter on the left-hand side wasn't doing anything.
Your computer froze for a moment. Okay. You got Google Chrome open again, don't you?
No. Anyways. So, yeah, there might be... I mean, I think, you know, now you mentioned this whole 2015 thing. I don't think anything is really probably going to go through until 2015. Yeah.
We're all going to die into the end of this year anyway, so...
Zach, shut up. I want my Star Wars movies.
Oh, you'll be in the stars, all right.
And, you know, I'm going to do the whole fanboy thing. I'm going to be like, wow, what happens if this movie sucks?
See, now, the only way I will be happy with Star Wars 7 is if it has Darth Mouse.
Why?
Come on. Mickey Mouse in the Darth Vader outfit is awesome.
I don't doubt that Disney is going to probably do a parody movie with Mickey and them doing Star Wars.
I'm honestly hoping they go and re-release the first three films, re-edit, you know, episodes 1, 2, and 3, re-edited with Goofy taking over for Jar Jar.
Okay, so anybody who's listening to this right now, if you want to do a fan film and really fucking piss people off or actually have people enjoy it, go back and fuck with the movies and put Goofy in there. That'd be great.
Well, because oddly enough, I mean, when Disney released their Star Wars Toon figures, Goofy was Jar Jar, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, and Pete from Goofy or whatever is Boba Fett.
Is he?
Yep.
Boba Fett.
Yep. Donald Duck is Darth Maul. I've seen the whole toy line, so that's why I'm thinking that Disney would probably come out with Star Wars movies animated for kids with the Disney characters like Donald and them. So I think that they probably would do something like that, and if they don't, good. And if they do, kudos to them.
Do you think they really would? Since Family Guy did that?
I think they might do a short.
Yeah.
I see them like bringing back Animaniacs or something.
Oh god. Honestly, I would be thrilled if they brought back Animaniacs.
That's Warner Brothers, guys.
Yeah, I know. I was gonna correct myself, but it is Spielberg.
Well, it was all Spielberg.
Yeah.
But Warner Brothers might own the strict rights for that, since I don't think that was done with Lucas at all.
No, it's all going to be that's all Warner Brothers. Same with, like, Superman stuff. You know, remember the Warner Brothers store? So they had all that stuff in there. So I don't know if they're going to do that. That'd be great.
I heard some whispering
That's what I was stopping and listening to, too.
Sorry about that. We can edit that out.
No, we can't.
That will be a
destroyed story. I love it.
People are going to be pausing and turning the volume way up to hear what that was.
It was. I'll tell everybody. It was Austin asking me if he can have two Hershey bars. That was it. So.
Boo.
Yeah, so. So everybody wants to know.
Yeah, you could have pretended that it was something secretive.
I got nothing. I can't even make anything off the top of my head right now. But yeah, that's I'm still in the air about like the whole Lucas selling to Disney. I don't know how I feel about it. And there's probably a lot of people out there too. I mean, I've told several people I'd love to meet a hardcore fan, more so than I am. Like people that actually seen the original three in the theater before they were fucked with, and get their thoughts on, you know, what they think of him selling to Disney, if it's a good thing, it's a bad thing. You know, I mean, personally, I, like I said, I don't know how I feel about it, because I really do want my 7, 8, 9, but I don't want him to be like 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
So,
well, I mean, okay, first of all, if you're going to have a movie studio doing children's movies, if you're calling all these children's movies,
yeah,
let's face it, there isn't a better studio that could be in charge of that than Disney.
But I want to know if they're going to keep the politics, you know, I mean, for
yeah, they,
the
they
older...
they better adults. Not make it PC either.
No, God, no. And if they do...
I want to see real guns, people actually dying.
Well, I mean, look at the Avengers movie. I thought, you know, some of the Marvel movies were going to suck since Disney owned the rights. They're still good. There was, you know, there was bloodshed. There was people dying. I mean, Disney didn't really screw with it that much. They
Well, they let them be. They let them be their own things.
And that's what I'm kind of hoping that's going to happen. Is that Star Wars is not going to be changed just because Disney owns the rights to it. You know, it's Disney's just going to put their, you know, stamp of approval on it and everything. So, but I just hopefully they don't get their greedy little dirty hands in there and be like, oh, no, we need more Muppets. No more Muppets. That's nothing.
Well, I mean, one of the things I said, I was like, you know, you've got, I mean, Disney made the Three Musketeers, the good version of the Three Musketeers.
I still beg to differ on that one.
It's a good version. Shut up. I mean, okay. Strictly speaking from an action point, the sword play and the action within it was done really well. They did the Pirates movies, which, again, the sword play and the action were done well. The storyline sucked, but the story, you know, the sword play and the action were done really well. So, like, they've got good fight people, you know, along with the Avengers people.
Yes.
So they got the people who can do the Jedi stuff well.
Yeah, and I don't think they're going to change, you know, the Jedi style. I mean, look at, you know, Hayden Christensen and Ewan McGregor. They trained for weeks, and they actually became
Can I not
swords?
Look at Hayden Christensen?
What did I say?
Look at him.
I don't want to look at him.
Exactly.
I don't want to look at him. I still have issues with Hayden Christensen.
As everyone should.
But I'm saying when they were training to do the be-all, end-all duel with, you know, Obi-Wan and, at this time, Darth Vader, they trained for months and months, and, you know, they actually became swordsmen because of how well they became to do some of their stunts. But that was actually really good. I got to see some of the behind-the-scenes of them, you know, doing the fight scene and everything. It was really cool, very intense, very... very choreographed, of course, but the speed and the agility was amazing. So hopefully they don't change anything about that. If anything, faster.
Okay.
But nothing too fast like Transformers where you can't see anything and you have to like slow it down.
Right.
Which I don't believe Michael Bay. You watch the second Transformer movies and it's not slowed down enough. I still don't understand what the fuck's going on.
Well, the problem with the second one is that all the colors look the same on the robots. once they're all standing up, once they're no longer in vehicle form, it's hard to tell which ones are which.
I mean, he even said that. Well, I heard that they just got done editing that movie before it even hit theaters. Like, they just finally got it done editing, and then they shipped it off.
Probably.
Like, the next day or whatever, just so it could be in theaters that day. But he said that he slowed down the action because the action in the first movie was way too much. Nobody could see what the hell's going on.
I thought the first one was perfect. Well, but as perfect as you could get for that movie, you know.
I still couldn't tell what the fuck was going on. I still can't tell what the fuck's going on. And the third one, there was no slowing down of anything like it did in the second one. I still couldn't tell anything. The movie sucked.
Well, the funny part is, okay, if we're going to go to Transformers on this real quick. The first one, you know, we'll go storyline-wise on this. The first one made sense. The second one didn't make sense until you watched the third one. It's like, okay, so it was, like, slightly out of order. It should have been 1-3, then 2.
That's what I've heard, too. I've heard that also. Like, the second one was supposed to be, like, what were you saying, like, the last one? I've heard that also.
Yeah. Well, they've got number 4 coming out, too.
What?
Yeah.
Is the third one available to be downloaded?
No, third one's
it's on Instant View.
It is?
Yeah.
Huh. I don't know what I'm doing later.
Yeah. Yeah, they've got Transformers 4 and Jurassic Park 4 coming out in 2014. Hooray!
Well, Michael Bay isn't doing Transformers, though. He's got the... Sorry, not the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. It's just Ninja Turtles.
Uh-oh.
Coming out.
Michael Bay will return to direct and produce the film.
Are you kidding me? He said he wasn't going to. What the hell is wrong with this guy? Ah.
He liked you, Nick.
I don't care. I don't give a damn. I don't give a damn. But Lucas, anyways, Lucas. See, and I've got other speculations on why Lucas did all this too.
I think the full reason, and I'm a little bit confused at why he didn't put it to his children, but his children may have wanted nothing to do with it. I don't know.
Finish your thought, and I'll set you straight on that one. Actually,
okay. My two thoughts on it were: one, he said he was done with the Star Wars films. Like, he was just gonna redo a couple of things with the first 6, 1 through 6, but he was not gonna do 7 through 9. He said he wouldn't necessarily have a problem with the right people doing them, but he really didn't want to be in charge. Like, he wanted to be like an executive producer, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
And even then, he was just kind of sitting there like, I don't know that I really want to have it. That much of a hand in it type of thing. He's just kind of like, after the first 6, and especially, you know, when he got all the shit from all the fans, I think it just kind of killed him a little bit inside and said, I don't want to do this anymore. People are just going to get pissed off at me for doing this type of thing.
Okay.
The second part is, if he's not going to be, you know, I mean, he's kind of at that point where he doesn't need to do anything with the rest of his life that he doesn't want to.
Yeah.
You know, so why not put it to people who can't?
Yeah.
So, and I think between those two, he said, fine, let's turn the company over to people who will do something good with it.
Yeah. Understandable.
And again, speculation. I mean, without talking to the man himself and without seeing an interview confirming or, you know, disproving what I've said. But, I mean, it makes as much sense as pretty much everything.
All right. So, do you want me to fill you in on all this then?
Sure. Go for it.
So, number one, The reason why he's not passing on to his kids, if anybody watched the Oprah Winfrey episode with him recently, like this year.
Why would I watch Oprah Winfrey?
It wasn't on Oprah. It was on her channel where she does her little...
I watch Oprah's channel. That's even worse than watching her show.
When I... Whatever.
That's right. Nick lives with a woman, so of course he's going to have to watch it at some point.
Shut up. So, she actually was watching something on there, and I sat down, and all of a sudden a commercial comes on and says that she was having an interview with George Lucas. I immediately DDR'd the fucking thing. So, he said in his interview about his kids... Mm-hmm. He told them that they are not getting 1 cent of anything that he has done. And the reason he said that he did this is so that they can go off and make a name for themselves and not ride his coattails. Very smart parenting to an extent, but I somewhat don't agree with what he did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's allowed to do what he wants with his money. So.
Exactly. But his daughter... One of his daughters actually writes for the Clone Wars TV show.
Mm-hmm.
So she does have a hand in Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
The second part of it is you're talking about he doesn't want to do the movies. He wants to be an executive producer, but he's got people writing the movies for him, but he doesn't want to touch them.
Right.
So hence why he signed the company over when he retired to this Kathleen Kennedy, who is now the CEO of nothing, since there's no more Lucasfilm, but she's a CEO still of Lucasfilms, which I'm assuming now she's owned by Disney. She, I think, wanted to do the movies. She's going to be the executive producer on all the new Star Wars movies, and they do have people writing the movies. So, in a way, yeah, you're right that he doesn't want to do them, but he's got some other people doing it for him.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's kind of, if that helped you out a little bit on some of your questions.
She is president of Lucasfilm since October 2012. So since it was bought, she is the current president of Lucasfilm through Disney.
Yep. That makes sense.
But so she was probably CEO there, got transferred to president or whatever, you know, just title change essentially.
But she's going to be running the Star Wars movies, hence why he pushed everything off to her. He's the only thing he wants to have, as far as I can tell, and what I've read, is creative consultant. That is it.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever he basically says with the creativity of the movies and how they go, he's all for it. If he don't like what's going on, it's not going to happen. That's my guess.
Right. Right. Like I said, it's still his world. He gets the final say.
Yep. But it's just, for being a fan, and it's killing me not knowing what the hell is going to happen to the Star Wars universe. And they're saying that they're not just going to come out with Star Wars movies. It's not even going to be part of the Star Wars universe, but they're still going to have Star Wars movies that aren't going to follow the storyline. It's from kind of what I got from some of the interviews. They're going to put movies out, but it's not going to follow Star Wars storyline, maybe, but it's still going to be Star Wars.
You mean they might reboot it?
No, not rebooting. If they reboot it, they'd be fucking stupid-ass dumb fucks.
So it'll kind of be similar to Clone Wars and Ewoks and all that stuff where they branch off into other areas of the Star Wars universe.
Of course, because, I mean, you got, you know, the Jar Jar characters, the Gungans.
Please, God, no.
Where they might actually do a kid's movie with the Gungans like they did with the Ewoks.
See, I could actually see them rebooting the Ewoks and the Wookiees.
I could see that. A lot of subtitling, though, for the Ewoks, or for the Wookiees, because if they spoke English, I would not watch it. Where they did with the Ewoks, where they started speaking English, but it was...
But maybe it was, they'll have, like, a translator.
Well, yeah. I mean, when they I don't know if they can do that with the Wookiees. When they did it with the Ewoks, Wicket learned English, but all the rest of the Ewoks... And Wicket still had, you know, mostly non-English.
He had broken Ewok English.
And the rest of the Ewoks still spoke whatever Ewok is.
Endorish.
Sure. Why not?
Ewokinish.
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 Oh God. Oh. And now someone needs to Photoshop a Christopher Walken as an Ewok and Ewokin.
We know what
I'm Ewokin.
I was hanging out with my Ewok and
oh dear God.
Oh God, yeah, I can see that. I'm just Ewokin here. It's a terrible Christopher Walken. I'm sorry, I apologize for that.
That's okay, you were doing an Ewokin.
It's totally Ewokin.
Yeah.
But yeah, from what I can say, that I mean, Lucas said that he's gonna do movies, but part of the reason also that he sold Disney is because he wants to do movies, but he doesn't want to have it under Lucasfilm names. Hence why he wants to go back to doing his independent films that are not going to be in theaters, is what the last interview I read, article or whatever, said that Red Tails, he fought kind of somewhat to get in the theaters, but it took him fucking forever to get in the theater.
Yeah.
But the next movie that he does, he's going to fight for it not to be in the theaters.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if he does the kind of Kevin Smith route, you do the, independent release type thing where you put it in your own, you tour it around, bring it in theaters yourself, release it on VOD and all that stuff. Because, I mean, it actually costs a lot more now. You have to have a $100 million movie just to put it in the theater, because you spend somewhere between $30 and $50 million on advertising.
Yeah, and with that Red Tails, he distributed it himself, so he took a huge chunk. He took a huge risk, and he kind of fucked himself in the end, because that movie, it was good. I enjoyed it a lot, just because it was a Lucasfilm. But the story was historic. I mean, it talked about the Tuscany, Tuscanini. I can't
pronounce Tuskegee it. Airmen.
Tuskegee Airmen. Yeah. And it was very historical. It was, more of the tale that we got to hear. And I think he actually talked to some, the story was actually taken from some of the survivors or the veterans still left of them. So it was mostly that story, which probably was a little more fiction in there too. Or nonfiction, or however you want to look at it. I'm sorry.
Nonfiction.
But it was still a good movie, but it bombed in the theater. And I think that's where he took the biggest hit, is because it was, he put the money out to put it in the theater, to get it distributed. There was no real advertisement for it that much. I mean, that's a lot of more money there too, to advertise the shit out of a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And then, nobody went in the theaters to go see it. They're all like, oh, it's Lucasfilm, let's go see it. So he's got the diehard fans that wanted to see it, and they're like either disappointed, or they're just like, oh, it was a really good movie, but I mean, it's just a toss of the dice. It's like a crapshoot. You're fucked either way.
Yeah.
Depending on if the dice is loaded or not, but I don't know where I'm going with this.
I don't know where you went with that either.
So I can understand where he wants to make independent movies and not have it under Lucas' name, because everybody's going to be like, oh, this is a Lucasfilm. It sucked. I'm never watching a Lucasfilm ever again. But no, it's a George Lucas directed film, but he says he's retiring, so what the hell? So he's totally contradicting himself. He's like, I want to make movies. I want to make them independently done. I don't want them in the theater, but I'm retired.
Well, just means he won't be doing it professionally.
I guess so.
It's just something he can do. He doesn't have to do it. He doesn't have to feel like he's pressured to do anything, to get anything done.
Yeah.
I guess he doesn't have to work by anyone's timetables.
Well, I mean, he hasn't had to do that for like a while, because
when you start one of the big movies, when you're working with a studio, you have to do it. Even though it is, Lucasfilm, he has to work with Warner Brothers or Disney or whomever else and get the shit done.
Yeah.
So he's working on a timetable. So if he's just doing independent films and making them completely himself without any studio backing, he doesn't have to worry about any of that. He doesn't have to have a script written by a certain time. He doesn't have to worry about getting it, you know, filmed and edited and et cetera, all that by a certain time. He just does it. Nice. So if he wants to film it over the course of 3 months, edit it over the course of a year and a half, and release it 6 years later, he can.
I guess that makes sense.
But it's just, I don't know. I really just wish he, God, like I said, I'm still up in the air. Just like, I don't know, like,
I see no downside. I honestly don't.
My personal opinion, I'm just going to wait. What comes, comes. There ain't nothing I can do about it.
No, there isn't. But I mean, the downside of Lucas continuing is that he sits there just sick of everything.
Yep, he's not going to put his all into it. So.
Yeah, you know, and either shit comes out or nothing comes out.
Yeah.
So with, like I said, I mean, he was smart enough to realize he's getting tired of it. He wants to do his own thing and not have to worry about anyone else. Put the company to good use. And, you know, I mean, of course, the best thing about that is that it keeps people employed.
Yeah.
You know, and it keeps them with a company that believes in using people to their best talents. You know, as far as I'm aware. I mean...
To get off of a little sidebender here, did you guys watch the video of him signing it over to Disney? Did anybody see that video?
No.
Nope.
I literally welled up watching him sign his goddamn name on a piece of paper towards Disney. I did. I'm just like, what?
No, I think I even heard about it. I was just like, why? That's like watching the, you know, watching professional wrestling. Like, we're going to sign our names on this contract for this giant match coming up in 2 weeks. Like, who gives a shit?
Well,
it's already done. It's just like literally making it official. It's like, you know, having the wedding ceremony and all that fun stuff. Okay, now we got to go to the judge and sign the paper. Well, my God, they're signing the paper. No, it's official. Like, really? Yeah, I had the ceremony. Like, that wasn't the big part. This little part where they just signed their names, that's the big part.
Well, before that, before I watched the video, I read the article, like, of, like, how it all happened or whatever. And he said, there's his quote, I can't remember exactly word for word, not that big of a nerd, that he said that he wanted to pass it on to another generation. He wanted to pass it on before his life was over, you know, and he wanted to pass it on to another film generation and let them have a chance to create and do with it, whatever. And I thought that was cool. I actually walled up because, you know, he's passing it on to another generation, another, you know, era of people, you know, more Star Wars fans, the better, but I don't want them to be, oh, I love Jar Jar. I don't need those people in the fucking Star Wars conventions anymore.
I don't think I've ever heard anyone say that.
You watch the People versus Lucas, there's a lot of kids on there, they're like, I love Jar Jar. Jar Jar is the best character.
Yeah, and then they turn 7.
Pick up their daddy's gun, put it in their mouth.
What I would think would be the greatest thing, if they do the 7th movie, or when they do the 7th movie, somewhere in the background, I don't care where, and if they do it, God bless them, somewhere in the background of one of the fucking movies, put Jar Jar in the goddamn carbonite and just leave him. And do like a little nice little pan so you see that he's in there. And we all know it is. I will jump up and down for joy if I see that.
I will scream
out in ecstasy.
You see Vader just kick him in the shaft. And Jar goes, Nelson! He gets frozen and Darth is like, all too easy.
But Annie, we were friends! Fuck you, Jar Jar.
Meanwhile, the stormtroopers are like, you know, we could have just executed him. Yeah.
No, this is better.
Like, well, you didn't have to kick him. No, I did.
He knows my real name, goddammit.
We're no. friends for a long time.
Put him in the dining room. How do you like my table?
No, Robot Chicken should do that.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. I think they should make the real movie.
Yeah.
And see, that's the other thing, too, is you've got Seth Green and then have that Star Wars Detours that are coming out, and there's no release dates for that either. Whatsoever. Like, they have no air date. I mean, half of the show is already, you know, done, but they've got no release date whatsoever of that show. So God knows when that's going to happen.
Hold on. There is someone bitching on the internet about Star Wars Detours as Disney's Star Wars and a Loss of Innocence. He's butter.
Well, of course, there's going to be people bitching. But hopefully, you know, they don't. Seth Green and Matt Steinreck do not have to go back and screw with the Star Wars Detours of what they have done just to make it Disney appropriate. Hopefully, it's going to be still released on, you know, Adult Swim or Cartoon Network, like most of the Robot Chicken shit it is. So hopefully, it doesn't get put on Disney XD or whatever in the morning. It's going to be ugh. That would really upset the shit out of me. And if anybody doesn't know where Disney XD is, that's where the really crappy cartoons go.
Yeah, I don't have satellite, so.
Well, I wouldn't say the real crappy cartoons. I guess that's terrible to say. They got the Avengers, the Mightiest Heroes or whatever, and then they got the new Spider-Man, Ultimate Spider-Man, which is not bad, but Rome the Tron Legacy. Okay, it's not that bad, but I don't want to see Star Wars on Disney. Because I got a feeling they're going to, since now Disney's got the rights, then you're going to see Clone Wars on fucking Disney. It's bad enough that they changed my Friday nights from Clone Wars to Saturday morning, so I'm not getting up that damn early to watch Clone Wars. I'll wait. I'll watch it on the computer later.
You can always DVR it.
I got enough stuff on my DVR. No, thank you. Plus, I haven't finished season 4 yet either. I know it's terrible for me to say. It stinks because, I mean, if anybody watches the Clone Wars TV show, this series, when they first start a new season, it is slow going. You actually have to sit there and just get through all the BS just to get to some of the good stuff that's part of the plot. And it is just annoying. And I had to try to do that with the fourth season, and I just couldn't get through it. But I love Star Wars so much.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a good show. I mean, apparently the fourth season, you know, you get to see Darth Maul come back, which is awesome. And then you get to see Annie slowly descending into the dark side of the Force and him getting more angry. But I can't really speculate because I haven't finished the fourth season.
Speaking of Disney.
Yes.
I just noticed that Boy Meets World comes back.
What?
Yep.
We're talking Star Wars and you're talking Boy Meets World?
We're talking Disney.
I know.
It's just a side note, but that was, in my opinion, the worst show ever, so.
No, I didn't even think it was anywhere near the worst show ever. I didn't mind it.
Topanga.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying, it's Topanga.
Yeah. once I realized that Ben Savage was a far better actor than his older brother.
Yeah.
Yeah. I every time I saw Fred Savage guest star on something, I'm like, God, he just sucks.
He does. He does.
Yeah, he was good when he was little.
No, you just didn't know how bad he sucked because you had shitty actors to compare him to.
Well, you know, he's no Hayden Christensen, so.
Yes.
I don't know. I think they can give each other a run for their monies.
I would not pay much to see a movie at all. Oh my god, can you imagine what it would be like? I'm a terrible actor. I'm worse than you.
I don't know. I could see them in a movie together.
No.
If they both die in it, sure.
Hey, there you go.
Several times over? Zombie movie?
I have to give the movie credit, Takers, for Hayden Christensen there. He dies. I'm so happy. I think I almost cried. But the worst thing, though, is they actually kept... God, what is his name? Zach, you hate him with a passion. What actor is that? He's in the Fast and Furious movies.
Oh. Paul Walker?
Yeah, he lived. That was terrible. He should have died. But he didn't speak a lot, so it was okay. I'm sorry, Vin. I'm sorry. So sorry. Most of those Fast and Furious movies are just being a whiny bitch. Ah, I'm so sorry. Ah. Dom. I'm sorry, Dom. Who was his name? Vin Diesel's character, Dom. I'm sorry, Dom. Sorry. I'm going to kick stuff because I'm so angry. Sorry, Dom. Terrible. You know, yeah, I think Hayden Christensen, Paul Walker, and Fred Savage should all do a movie together, and they should all die.
Only it's a real-life action.
Do you think Fred Savage could actually do an action movie? Do you think you could see him strapping a gun to his, like, hip or something?
Sure.
Really?
He'd be the first one to die.
What's going on here? Done. Terrible. How do we get onto this from Star Wars?
Disney Boy Meets World.
Yeah.
Way to go, Zach, and your Boy Meets World.
Yeah.
You sure the show's not about you, Zach?
Fuck, I still have yet to meet the world.
He lives around the corner. He gives handouts for $2. I mean...
And how would you know this, Nick?
I don't know anything.
So in other words, you're going to be around the corner.
At least he told me his name was around the world.
By the way, if you ever want to... There are two places you can go. This is completely off topic.
No, it's fine. Go ahead.
Two places you can go if you ever just want to look at, you know, what people think of the world, shake your head, and just cry. The first one is Twitter and Twitter Trends.
What?
I have a Twitter account, but I fucking spent like a year since I checked it, so.
Yeah.
Boy, I'm not a Twitter person. I don't tweet. I don't know what, but they have another one now?
No. Twitter Trends is an area within Twitter, like the top 10 things that are going on Twitter. You know, the things most being said or hashtagged or whatever. And a lot of times it has to do with boy or girl, you know, group or band or whatever, you know, like Bieber, mm-hmm. Selena Gomez type, you know, whatever, all that bullshit. A lot of times it's that. Every so once in a while, it's like right now, one of them is, "You a tired hoe."
Wait, what?
Which just means that for whatever reason, I'm just going to say a lot of lower income people are tweeting right now.
Which, you know, is surprising. Because how did they get a computer?
Or the phone.
Yeah.
The other one is IMDb. And IMDb is really funny because they allowed people to create lists of things. And it's often people ranting about how horrible certain movies are or actors are, or how this one I'm looking at, 100 celebrities who are sometimes considered beautiful but are not, in my whole opinion. By the way, he has 500 people on this list now. Or she. I don't know.
All right, I'm going to Twitter.
See, I love my IMDb.
But, I mean, and I've seen several of these, and I'm just like, why? Why do you not consider these people beautiful or good or whatever else? Like, the top person this person hates, Natalie Portman.
What? What?
And then Amanda Seyfried.
What?
And then Allison Hannigan. And then Emma Watson.
What the fuck is wrong with these people?
The top four people that this person is like, these people are considered beautiful, but aren't. Like, did you ask all 500 of these women out, and they every single one turned you down or something? Like, seriously?
Is this person having a bad day? Did they ask somebody that looked like these characters or these actresses and get turned down by them? And yeah, I'm right there with you. This person's having a bad day.
I mean, there are some people within the list and I've looked at, and I'm just like, all right, I can agree with you on some of these, but you know, a bunch of others, I'm just sitting there like, why do you have, you know, why do you have the problem that you're sitting here like, I need to express this?
Where are you seeing all this on IMDb?
It's like if you go under something, it'll be on like the right hand side. Like if you look at something certain, it'll be like, oh, blah blah blah, the 50 or 20 redheads are,
yeah,
the sexiest, the top 50 or 20 sexiest women in acting and whatever else. Yeah, I've looked at some of those, and but somebody going on a rant about just people, it's like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
I honestly don't see any of that. Well, I'm seeing his box office opening this week, coming soon.
If you don't go to IMDb much at all, you probably won't get it.
Yeah, you're not going to.
And the same person, 100 worst movies of all time. First one, The Godfather.
Are you kidding me?
Well, I'm not kidding you. His comment, the most boring and overrated movie of all time, with 4 hours. Second one, The Amazing Spider-Man. LOL, Peter Parker, worst casting ever. I'm thinking he meant the original that Sam Raimi did. Because yeah. Andrew Garfield is fairly decent in that.
I enjoyed when we saw The Amazing Spider-Man. I mean, I loved it. I thought it was really good. Did a very nice new kind of story to it. Made it somewhat of a mystery because, I mean, he's trying to find out, you know, not really. He doesn't know.
All I'm saying about that one is it was the movie that Sam Raimi's Spider-Man should have been, and Emma Stone should have been Mary Jane.
Do you see who they have for Mary Jane now?
No.
It's one of those girls from the Gossip Girl or some crap like that. She looks like she's 12.
His next several are Pulp Fiction. Fine, yeah, I have no problem. You know, you don't like Pulp Fiction, whatever. The Lord of the Rings trilogy, I have no problem with anyone who doesn't like the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Why, you don't like Lord of the Rings?
No, I get it. It's just one of those, it's so close to the books that you're sitting there, I mean, when you watch it, you're just sitting there like, this is why movies don't follow the books exactly. I mean, they're done well, they're good movies, I like, you know, I enjoy them, but as Kevin Smith said, it's essentially 9 hours of walking.
Yeah.
and the books didn't seem like this. Like, well, that's because you're hearing their thoughts and, you know, you're jumping back and forth between areas. Like, when you watch the movie, it's just like we're walking and we're walking and we're talking and we're walking and there's the ring.
I liked them. I mean, me not being a big enough reader that I should be, and, you know, I have a hard time reading, like, books like that because it would take me, like, at least 6 months to a year to at least read the whole trilogy. Mm-hmm. It was nice to actually sit down and watch the movies with my stepdad. He's read the books several times. Mm-hmm. So going to the theater with him and watching the movies and then asking his thoughts on them, you know, what did they leave out, you know, how close to the book was it? It was actually kind of nice. It was a bonding moment for me and my stepdad. So then I got, you know, I got more of an insight of the movies, you know, not being a person who's read the books, I mean, which I should have read the books, but if, you know, they're close to the book, I'm not going to go pick up a book because I've got somebody that can just be my, you know, my side notes right there. They'll tell me what the hell's going on that I missed.
Yeah. See, and now what I wish these lists would be called what they really are. Because he says 100 worst movies of all time. What he should really say is the worst movies that were popular at one point, and I don't think they should ever have been, because There are far worse movies than every one he's put up here.
Wait, the movies that you've announced and said, at least, what was it, three of them?
Mm-hmm.
Are Academy Award winning movies.
Right. He's got Schindler's List.
Another one. Didn't win an award.
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Won an award.
The Usual Suspects.
Didn't win one.
The Shining.
Didn't win one, but that fucker should die.
A Clockwork Orange.
Ooh, didn't win one.
Toy Story 3.
Fucking prick.
Up.
Really? That was a cute movie.
Sin City and Fargo, The Big Lebowski. Again, I understand why you wouldn't like those. Slumdog Millionaire. Inglourious Basterds, No Country for Old Men. Oh, no, okay, I will agree with him 100% on No Country for Old Men.
You know what? That movie wasn't that great, but I mean, some parts of it I enjoyed. I thought it was kind of cool, but I got lost.
Here's the problem with No Country for Old Men. It's not a story. It's a premise.
Okay, I'm a little dim-witted in the head, but fill me in.
Oh, and I wouldn't have even said that until about a month ago when I was listening to ABC's of SNL, and John Lovitz was kind of talking about how Saturday Night Live has become a show of premises without stories. You know, the sketches are no longer short stories. They're just premises. Stuff just happens, and that's it. And that's No Country for Old Men. There's a guy wandering around killing people. Why? There is no storyline. He just is.
Yeah.
So, one of the best things about that was the Ask a Ninja episode on it. He's like, all right, you've got this guy going around killing people with a cattle thing, the cattle shooter, whatever it is.
The air compressor?
Yeah, the air compressor. And the producer's like, all right, I like it. And then what? He goes, that's it. It's perfect for an American audience. They're like, it's sold. And he goes, Coen Brothers, getting lazy. And that was like it about the entire thing. He hates Monsters, Inc.
What is wrong with this guy?
Well, yeah. How can he hate Monsters, Inc.?
He must be a terrorist.
Didn't like 2012 with John Cusack. Yeah. Shocking.
Very shocking.
Why wasn't that higher on the list? It's number 30.
I didn't mind that movie.
I'm sorry.
I thought the cinematography was pretty good.
Did you like Independence Day, Zach?
Yes, I did.
Did you like Day After Tomorrow?
Yeah, I actually did. I didn't like the whole global warming aspect of it, but yeah.
Then you're a dick.
He hated the dictator with Sacha Baron Cohen.
Surprise.
Ugh. How could anyone hate that movie? He didn't like Step Up 3D. What a bastard. Step Up 3D.
Oh my god. This dude really needs to go to hell.
I know.
Yeah, that should have been number one.
Well, I don't know about number one, but eh. Another gay movie? I wasn't aware there was a gay movie. Let alone another gay movie. He hated. Okay, wait. Hold on. So he hated In Order, another gay movie, Brokeback Mountain, Milk, Bruno. I'm seeing a pattern here.
Yeah.
This also explains why this person hates all those women.
Holy shit, it's the same guy?
Yeah.
Dude needs to come out of the closet if you're listening.
Yeah.
It's a dude. It's okay.
In Philadelphia, I'm seeing a gay theme.
And if there's anything wrong with that.
No,
it's fun a bit.
But he hates gays.
Just He wants to come out and see. He wants Jake Gyllenhaal's balls. That's it. Just come out and admit it.
The Boondock Saints and Scott Pilgrim versus the World. Really?
What?
Why?
This dude needs to, like, I'm not saying this.
Yeah, you are.
This dude needs to die.
I thought Scott Pilgrim versus the World was awesome.
Exactly.
It's an amazing movie. I mean, didn't follow the comics whatsoever, but it was a good movie.
He hated The Lion King, for crying out loud.
Okay, he's shunned.
Okay, now I'm thinking this is fake.
How could you hate The Lion King?
I think he's just trying to get popularity.
Probably.
What a d-bag.
I will say a lot of these people are just like... are like, I want to see if I can get people to... You know, to... Fucking comment, yeah.
Comment
this is, we went so nerdy, we went to just IMDb and now we're commenting on bullshit. So if you've already stopped listening, then you're not hearing this anyway. Doesn't matter.
I mean, still nerding up. I mean, granted, we got off topic a little bit. I mean, like, most of the Half-Life kind of stuff that we do is mostly about movies. I mean, we're huge movie nerds. I mean, me so.
Horny?
I love. What?
Perfect. Oh, well played. Did you hear him, Nick?
No, I didn't.
He said me so, and he goes, horny.
Couldn't stop myself. You had that pause right there.
As for myself, I'm a huge movie nerd. I mean, I know these guys are somewhat.
What?
I mean, I'm assuming this is pretty much what our Half-Life is. I mean, we sit here and we bitch about either movies or, you know, movies somewhat topics, because that's what we have to talk about. You guys don't want to hear about our real boring lives. I mean.
Oh, well, that was last week.
Yeah. But, I mean, just tune in to listen to his bitch about movies, and some guy fucking bitching about the Godfather movie? I mean, come on! I don't care who you are, you watch the Godfather movies, not including the fucking third one. They're one of the greatest movies, I mean, not the greatest, but it's a good story. Granted, it drags, but once you get past all the dragging of, like, the story that sets up for the movie, you get towards the end, and it's like, holy shit, I want more.
Would you believe I've never seen it?
Really?
I haven't either.
Oh my god. What's wrong with you guys? You have lives. I know, I don't have. Yeah. It's okay. You guys live vicariously through movies through me, don't you?
No, I've seen your collection of movies. Not so much.
Shut up. My collection ain't that bad.
God, Ben Savage is the same age as I am. That's so weird.
Are you going to be okay?
Yeah.
Well, it's Ben Savage, not Fred Savage, so.
Right. No, Fred Savage is older than me. No, it was just weird because throughout the show of Boy Meets World, to go back to that real quick, I just had... You know, I think he was like 2 or 3 years younger than me on the show.
You know, there's an actress, I can't remember who it is, I want to say Emily Blunt is, no, I'm sorry, Evan Rachel Wood. She just recently got married to the guy who played Billy Elliot.
Mm-hmm.
She's younger than me.
Mm-hmm.
I thought she was close to the same age. She is 25 years old. She just turned 25. And I'm like, holy shit.
You know who's the exact same age as me to the day? Fiona Apple.
I'm sorry.
I'm basically.
I remember when she was kind of cool, and then she became a psychotic whore.
Still is. She had. There was just something posted about her not too long ago about doing the same shit she did at the fucking VMAs 1 year.
Well, here's the thing, and I said this years ago, that if you haven't checked out. If you have no clue what the whole Fiona Apple VMA thing is, we'll just tell you. But go look it up. I'm sure it's on YouTube. But she got up there essentially. I don't even know if she thanked anyone.
No.
But she just said, I just want to say this world is bullshit. And everyone started booing her. And she, you know, she, I don't know if she ever really got to finish her thought, but her entire point, actually, she may have been entirely right. The point that she was going to make or that she was trying to make was that the world is bullshit when, you know, people like her, you know,
make people
who just kind of get lucky, essentially, in life, make tons and tons of money and get all this shit handed to them. Meanwhile, there are people who are struggling and working their asses off and, you know, living on the streets.
Then she shouldn't have become an artist and quit bitching.
That was the funny thing. I mean, I actually started following her on the, just randomly. I was subscribing to a CD news magazine at the time, and she was on the first one that I got. And I think it was Shadowboxer was the first song I heard, because I think that was the first one she released. And she did it strictly on a whim. You know, she liked singing, she liked playing the piano, and she is like, fuck it, we'll try it once. If it works, fantastic. If not, she was going to do something completely different. And I don't remember what it was, but I mean, it was like completely different. It had nothing to do with art. And it worked. You know, she got the record contract, and she became famous, and, you know, all that fun stuff. And for her to sit there and just contradict everything, and that was why everyone started booing her. It's just, she was contradicting everything she did.
If you ever want to ruin your career, go to the VMAs and bitch. That's how you ruin your career.
Unless you're part of Rage Against the Machine, in which case all you do is just gain more fans somehow.
That was kind of cool.
Because all they do is destroy the set, or at least try to.
I don't know what the fuck the deal is. I don't even remember exactly what the deal was. He climbed up on the fucking set. And then
yeah, he kept trying to rock it back and forth, and it was actually built well.
That was terrible.
I haven't watched the VMAs in years.
Was it Rage? It wasn't just, I think it was Audioslave. No, it was Rage, wasn't it?
It was Rage.
But they didn't have the singer with them, though.
No, they didn't have Zach. Zach had left at that point.
Yeah.
It was, no.
Tom Morello.
Tom Morello.
Tom Morello and the other guy.
No, it wasn't Tom Morello. Was it?
Yeah, Tom Morello was there.
No, I don't think it was Tom Morello, though, that did it.
No, it was the bass player. The bass player climbed up on the thing and started rocking it back and forth. Which is just weird. It's just like you're watching, it's like,
Brad, you know, Brad Wilk? Same...
Go ahead.
Brad Wilk is his name, I guess. Tim Comfort? Yeah, I don't know.
I think that was the same year that when they got the MTV2, they finally got their awards and they were announcing them there that year. I think it was the same year that Mudvayne, they were the first ones ever to win an MTV2 award that year. And they came out wearing bullet holes in their fucking foreheads.
I can't watch any music shit anymore because it's all crap.
It is. It's terrible shit.
Well, I mean, the music is crap too, but the...
Since we're on the subject of music, I had a guy at work today. And if anybody's ever listened to this stuff, it's actually kind of cool. It's not bad, but some of it's, you know, hit or miss songs. It's called Punk Goes Pop. They also done Punk Goes 80s, Punk Goes 90s. Some of the songs are hit and miss. There was a song on the fourth Punk Goes Pop where a band did a cover of Taylor Swift's You Belong to Me. I'm like, that's how the song should have been done. Very heavy. There was even a band that did a heavy version of Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Oh, I've always wanted to get with a band and cover all of Britney Spears' stuff.
Oh, my God.
Because, I mean, a lot of her songs aren't... Well, off the first album, anyway. A lot of songs really weren't that bad. But it's just like, as pop, you're just sitting there like, it's so sugar, it's not even funny. But if you sped it up, gone, and just went metal with it, it'd be awesome.
Then you should check out that Punk Goes Pop
Maybe.
Could do a couple of Britney Spears songs.
Yeah, but I want to do it mine, so.
Yeah, I know.
But even better than that, Faith No More covered Lady Gaga. Poker Face. On tour, they actually did Poker Face, and I gotta tell you, it's pretty fucking awesome. Go ahead.
Is it?
That, yeah. It makes me so happy.
I gotta check that out. Oh, that's fun to check out.
Mm-hmm. Okay, as I sit here looking at Facebook, I gotta tell you, there's like 6 advertisements on the right-hand side for single men. Military men wanted. Calling all outdoorsmen. It's like, really? Come on. Stop teasing me.
That's what you get for posting the stuff you post.
You don't post anything. Every once in a while, I'll post something.
Why the hell is Doris on TV? Sorry.
You should be.
Sorry, the kids were watching cartoons and I forgot to turn the TV off and Dora was still on.
Oh, way to go.
Oh, God. What were the hell were we watching? Oh, we were watching the new season of SOA. And Gemma, Katie Seagal on the show, she said something about a girl in there that's Hispanic American. And she goes, apparently, like, there was, like, some prostitution thing or whatever. But she's like, well, why don't you go talk to Dora the Hora?
Nice.
Oh, me and the girlfriend could not stop laughing. She goes, what did she say? I'm like, Dora the Hora. She called her Dora the Hora. I'm like, oh, that's great written. Oh, good stuff. Sorry. It's my amusement for...
It's all right.
But Lucas, yeah.
Well, like I said, we went nerd, not just Lucas. We just started with Lucas for the first hour.
Yeah.
I mean, there's only so much we can talk about that because, you know, everything else is just, you know, purely speculation. It's all...
You know... I got some nerdy talk.
Sure.
Go nerd.
All right, so Apple, they came out with the iPod, then the iPhone, then the iPad, each one getting bigger. They are now reversing the process, and the iPad is becoming smaller. Pretty soon it's going to be the same size as the iPhone.
It's the iPhone, yeah.
To be fair, they did come out with the iPod Shuffle, and the iPod Mini.
Nano.
Yeah.
And the iPod Nano. Yep, that's right. Wait, no, what? There wasn't an iPod Mini, wasn't there? It's the iPad Mini. So yeah. It's the iPod, iPod Shuffle, and the iPod Nano.
Apparently people are thinking that things are too big now, so we gotta make it smaller. That just brings me back to the Saturday Night Live Will Ferrell.
Crap, I'm never gonna get laid now.
That brings me back to the Will Ferrell episode of like a Saturday Night Live where he was like some businessman. He's like, I don't need to get this, and his phone is like literally like a couple inches big, and he's got to use a pin to answer the phone.
I remember that one.
And then he like winds up losing it during the whole conversation, but that just kind of reminds me of that. So what is your beef with that, Zach? It's just everything is getting smaller?
Yeah. It just, it's like, okay, why don't you just stick with what you know in the first place? And, you know, it's just because they're trying to match what everybody else is doing.
Well, look at it now. I just keep seeing advertisements because apparently it looks like it's coming out soon, is the new Wii U.
Yeah.
And it's almost like a gamepad, like iPad kind of thing, but it's like, it almost looks like anybody that knows game history, like the consoles and the handheld things, it almost looks like Game Gear. Console thing, you know, the handheld thing when the Game Boy came out. That's what it kind of looks like.
My thought on it was it kind of looked like the upgraded version of the Sega Dreamcast controller.
Yeah.
And I'm still lost on the Wii U. I don't quite understand if it's going to be, if it's its own system, if it's an add-on to the Wii, if it's...
From what I saw in the commercials right now, you can play games while people are using the Wii controller. You can play it, the Wii games on there with it too. Like it's
right.
With it.
Right.
But it's purely speculation. I'm just looking at, you know, what they have on the TV, you know, the commercials of the show, so.
Yeah, and I haven't followed it enough because I'm just sitting there like, you know, I mean, Sony and Xbox, or Sony and Microsoft are sitting there pretty much, they're pretty much content to wait one or two more years.
Yep.
Nintendo is trying to get the drop on everybody. And I think it's going to bomb on them big time because they, you know, they were late with the Wii. It worked in their favor because they price pointed it well. But they're trying to get a jump on the next thing, and nobody's ready for it yet.
But their marketing for the games that they have for the Wii, it's not looking for the market that they're probably looking for, but I think that they're hitting more towards family-oriented things, and that's what I always said about the Wii. I mean, if you, like, anybody asks, like, oh, you know, what do you think of this console, what do you think of this, blah, 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 then I'm like, you know what, if you want to do things with the family, you want to do game nights, blah, 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 you get a Wii. It's mostly a family-oriented system. If you're looking just to run and gun and play video games with your buddies online, you get an Xbox or PS3. You're not going to get the Wii.
I don't know.
It just sucks because I want to really play my Zelda games.
Yeah, and I even have the last Zelda game borrowed from my buddy, and I haven't really touched it.
And, you know, I love the Zelda games. I'm a huge Zelda fan. I love it, but it's just like there's only so much they can do with the story. I mean, I played like the second to the last one, the Twilight Princess or whatever it was, and I didn't like it at all. The controlling for the game was just unfucking real. They tried making it just like the 64 version. And I'm just like, I'm not having this, especially when there's too many controls. I have to swing the fucking nunchuck around my goddamn head just to get the sword out. And I'm just like, I'm done with this.
Oh, I actually like Twilight Princess.
I didn't even finish it.
Oh, that was actually a really great movie.
Movie?
Video game.
They should do a movie. You know what? You know how they did the Resident Evil movies and the Final Fantasy movies, the animated versions? Nobody's seen those?
Nope.
They did them really well. They should do a Zelda one. CGI animation. Leave it at that. No live action for Zelda. Just keep it fucking CGI. It'd be a lot better. Unlike the little teaser that they gave us on April Fool's a couple years ago.
That was all fans.
I know, but that was ridiculous.
Yeah, that was horrible. Besides, I want to be Ganondorf.
You could play a pretty good Ganondorf.
I'm thinking.
I'm totally there with you on that one, actually. Zach's probably lost his fuck.
Yeah, I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
I can get someone to do that freaking costume, believe me, I'd do it.
I would love to see it. You'd have to do the whole, like, side baldness thing. Oh.
Yeah, that'd be tough.
Just get some hair around the side of your head. Wouldn't be that bad. A wig. Just put it on like that. Oh. Alright. I'm done.
Okay. I've got nothing. That's it for F-Life, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.